his friends. This year should be a special schus for everyone. Even rising, she chilin nishmas. Marzeh se basim shmul. Marz chana beskiner. Marz halta chana beskiner. Meir zeb. Rav Alexander Zusher ben Yosef. Shmul Pinchas ben. Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi. The schus Moshe Yirum and Peshadina. Henes shlita. Schus Ryan Sor Moshe Mordechai. Fight shlita. The schus Rav Ram Shraga. Ben Malka Esther. Samra shlita. The schus Rav Shmul ben Yom Tishmach Aleya. Stein shlita heim, b'chol b'nei v'esem, b'chol anuvim aleim, z'chus ha-rab agon, Moshe Gavriel ben Yehuda shlita, Bernstein, b'shad ha-bracha b'atzlacha, b'chol ma'asei yodev, hu b'nei v'esem, b'chol anuvim aleim. In the Gemara, in Shabbos, daf kuflam gimel, it says, Basar, af b'shei sham b'heres yamul, the Rebbe Yoshia. That it says in the Pasuk, Basar, Yomashin amal b'sar alasus, even though there's saras there, you're allowed to cut off the bris mila. No, you're normally allowed to cut off tzaras, but here you're allowed to. For example, what do I need a pasuk for? It's a darvashen miskavin, darvashen miskavin's mutter. So Abai says, no, this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, says darvashen miskavin's aser. And yet it's still mutter to cut off the beharis. Rabbi says, no, even if you say it's Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon's moide b'psik reisha v'lo yamas. Rav Shimon's moide b'psik reisha, you're not allowed to, here it's a psik reisha, and therefore you need a heter from the pasuk to cut off the beharis. And for example, and Abai doesn't hold of Rava. That Rav Shimon's mode of psik reisha, you didn't see that he does. Habayv Rav Adam Tavar mode of Rav Shimon's psik reisha, that it's usher. It's automatically going to happen. It doesn't matter that he's not miskavin. He answers the Gemara, Abbasu Shami Rav Asavar. So after he heard this word from Rav, he agreed with it. But until then, he thought that according to Rav Shimon, if it's Rav Shimon's miskavin, it's psik reisha, it's mutter. And the Gemara asks later on, Abayv, according to Rav Shimon, what is he going to do with Basar? What is he going to do with Basar? What is he going to do with that extra word? Originally, he didn't need it because he held that Darshan Miskavin is mutter. He's intending to do the Bris Mila. Darshan Miskavin is mutter. And just the Gemara, so what do you need the Pasuk of Basar to tell you can cut it off? Of course, you can cut it off. So Mishashia says, somewhere the father says he has explicit Kavana to cut off the Taraz. Frek the Gemara, so let somebody else do it. Because Reish Lakish said, if you can be Mekayim Shnei, be Mekayim Shnei. Mekayim Shnei means don't be over in the law, say Mekayim the Yaseh. So let somebody else do it without Kavana. The Gemara's answer is, no, there's no one else around. And since there's no one else around, we allow the Father to do it even with Kavana. But if there was somebody else be around, then he would do it. Now in Or HaChaim, the Beis Yosef brings the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham. B'zman hazeh, we have no tcheles anymore. We used to have tcheles, so kalayim had to be dochet tzitzis because Torah says you can have a beged of tzemer and pishtim, and tzemer and tcheles is tzemer. So if you have a beged of pishtim, then it's going to be taras. It's going to be kalayim. And the Torah permits that. What about Bizman Azeh? You don't have to have Kalayim. So, in our Chaim, it's a Mir Aleph. The Beis Yosef brings the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham that Chutei Pishtam Potem Rishvega Shel Tzemer. B'chaim Behefech, because the Kalayim Tzitzit, B'chaim Behefech. Because Kalayim Tzitzit is his mother. So, threads of Pishtan, of linen, Pater Tzemer and vice versa. Because Kalayim B'tzitzis is mutter, but that's only if you don't have the same min. If you have the same min, use the same min. So if you have a Tzemer garment, then use Tzemer threads. If you have a Pishtan garment, you have Pishtan threads. If you can be, if you can manage without being Docha, then try to manage without being Docha. And Beis Yosef says, I don't agree. Because even if you don't find the same min, it's still going to be Aser. Because Efshar L'Kayim Shneim doesn't mean, as Rabbeinu Yerucham thought, in your present reality that you can be Mekayim Shneim. It means that in theory you can be Mekayim Shneim. If in theory you can be Mekayim Shneim, then you're not allowed to be Dochen. Here in theory you can be Mekayim Shneim. How? Very simple. Very simple. You know how? Just wear a garment that's Tzemer and threads that are Tzemer. Regards the garment that's Pishtim and threads that are Pishtim. So you don't have to be Dochen. So what are you being Dochen for? That's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. Rabbeinu Yerucham says no. There's a kind of things in your present reality. If you're in present reality, you don't have to be Docha, then don't be. But if in your present reality you don't have the option of not being docha, then you're allowed to ask, is docha the loss. Vizosi says, it doesn't matter what your present reality is. What matter is in theory, if the mitzvah could be miskayim is without being docha, then you're not allowed to be docha. That's what Reish Lakish means. And he says, Yemef Shal Kaim Shnei. So who's right? The Beis Yosef or Rabbeinu Yeruchim? Zakta Shagas Aryeh. Clearly Rabbeinu Yeruchim is right. Why? Because the Gemara here asks, V'yakach ek acher levet acher. If there's someone else, let him do it. Because Yemef Shal Kaim Shnei. What's the Gemara's teretz? Gemara's teretz is no one else is around. What do you mean no one else is around? Even if no one else is around, but in theory somebody else could be around. What do you mean? Let somebody else do it, the Gemara says? The Gemara says, no, there's no one else around to do it. Why are we allowed to? So we are allowed the essay, Docha the Los essay. How does that help us that nobody else is around to do it? You're right, in your present reality no one's around to do it, but in theory somebody else could do it, and then there'd be no Dechias Los essay. It must be the Beis Yosef who says that we follow what you can do in theory is not correct. It must be the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is correct from this Gemara. We follow the absolute reality. And what's the absolute? We follow the present reality. What's the present reality? That Yevshal Lekayim Shneim. So since like Acher, we say Esei Dechal Osesei. Even in theory, there could be somebody else, but since in your present reality there isn't, the Esei is not Dechal Osesei. The essay is still docha. Excuse me. The essay is docha losesay. And now, like the Beis Yosef, who says that as long as in theory you don't have to be docha, then you're not docha. So that's the ha'ara of the Shagas Aryeh. It's really a kasha in the Beis Yosef, and this kasha was also asked in the Sefer Beis Ephraim and Siman Hay. And there's a lot of terutzim given, and we're going to go in the derech of the Gaon and Tzadik, Gaon Adir and Tzadik the Astrovtza, Rebbe Reb Meir Yechiel Holtzstuk. One of the Gana Goyim in Poland. And he says as follows, after the Beis Yosef was Mechadish, that Bizman Hazeh, Kalayim Betzitzis is Osir, since Efshar Bemino, you could theoretically have the same type of garment, doesn't have to be Shatnez. And therefore, if you don't have Shatnez, if you don't have a non-Shatnez garment, it's Osir, because you could theoretically be Mechayim Betzitzis without having to revert to Shatnez. So his reason is because he's sourced in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yevamos Daf Dalet, that we learn from Kalayim Betzitzis that Esei is Docha Los Esei. Because there you have a Beged Pishtan, you have a linen garment. Torah says a garment includes a linen garment. Also a wool garment, also a linen garment. And it says you have to put the Tcheles on. And what's Tcheles? Tcheles is always Semer. Therefore, it's only doche like the source in the Torah. That it has to be doche. In the Torah, it has to be doche. It's man shahaya tcheles, it was the efshal lekayim shneim. Only alidei dechia. But if in theory you don't have to be doche the loss to say, then you're not doche. You're a kind of yosei without it. So that's the source of the Beis Yosef. We follow not what you have in front of you, but even in theory, in the time of the Torah, the source in the Torah, that Esei Docha Losei was the essay had to be Docha the Losei essay. There's no way to get around it. If you're wearing a Beged Pishtan, there's no way not to have Shatnez. And the Torah says you can wear a Beged Pishtan. It's talking about where you have to. There's no way to get around being Docha being Mekayim Shneim. And not being Docha the Los Esei, so that's going to be our model. And Malori, we're always going to say that Efshal Lekayim Shnei means if there's any tziur that you could do both, not do the Los Esei and do the Esei, then that's completely cool. And go for that. And it doesn't matter that in your present reality you have to be Docha the Los Esei, that we don't go for. So what now? You have to be Docha Lo Seh, but in theory you can avoid the Lo Seh, so therefore there's no union of Esei Docha Lo Seh. Esei Lo Seh is only if it's impossible. The only way you do the mitzvah is if the Esei is Docha Lo Seh. So that's the source in the Gemara by Kalayim where it's necessarily Docha. But if it's not necessarily Docha, it's not Docha, then the Esei is not Docha Lo Seh. So that's l'chora the source of the Beis Yosef. Now l'chora it's difficult because kalayim b'tzitzis, it was also, you could also be mekayim shneim because we pass like Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah miskavin z'mutter. Mochrei ksus, people who sell garments that might be shatnez, are mochrei kedarkon, as long as they're not miskavin l'anos levisha. And if so, you could wear kalayim b'tzitzis without being docha the los aseh. All you have to do is not be miskavin l'anos levisha. So since there's a tziur where you could be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis and not be over on kalayim, there is such a case. Just don't be miskavin l'anos levisha. So then that's going to be our model. And yet the Torah still says esei zdocha lo sesei. So it is efshar l'kayim shneim. Even though it's efshar l'kayim shneim, because you could have kavana not to be nene, and nevertheless the essay is doch the los essay. So the Rebbe writes, in kain efshar l'lbush kalayim b'tzitzis b'lo d'chiyas ha-los essay sh'leis kavan anos l'fisha. You could wear kalayim b'tzitzis without being docha b'lo sasei. Just don't have kavana for anas levisha. V'afte zeh lo mikri efshar d'eched ritzon al anas levisha v'akorach hu miskavin l'kach. Aye, but it's not always considered efshar, because sometimes he really wants anas levisha, and if he wants anas levisha, he's going to have kavana, like the father. Father wants to purify his son. There's no way around it. Nevertheless, there is a tzir that sometimes you could be miskavin shalol anos levisha. So shuv mishkachas b'shum pam shev shalakayim shneim v'eno miskavin anos levisha. So there is a tzir that it's ev shalakayim shneim and he's not miskavin anos levisha. U'mikol makom hutar akosiv kalayim b'tzitzis v'miskavin lahana. And yet the Torah still permitted kalayim b'tzitzis if he has kavana for hana, memela muchach the af b'chai gavna de mishkachas lefamim efshar l'kayim shneim. So you see that even though there are cases, there is a tzir where it's efshar l'kayim shneim, for now you can be mekayim shneim, it's doche. In other words, what does the Torah say? The Torah is saying that if you can avoid it, if you could avoid it, if there are circumstances where the essay is not going to be docha the los essay, then great. And nevertheless, if you happen to be in a situation where you, it's a cold day, let's say, and you're, it's a warm coat, and you are going to have kavana, and of course the coat has tzitzis, it's a warm garment, and it's a cold day, and you are going to have kavana, bechreach, so that's not called efshar l'kayim shneim. Why? Because in your present reality, it's not efshar l'kayim shneim. In a different reality, it's efshar l'kayim shneim. But in your present reality, it's not efshar l'kayim shneim. Therefore it's mutter. So what do we see from here? We see that really the source in the Torah tells you that we follow the present reality. If in your present reality you can be mekayim shneim, do so. And if you can't, then don't. But you don't have to be docha lo sasei. But it all depends on where you're holding. So that sounds like the Rabbeinu Yerucham, you follow your present reality and not what you could do in theory. Like he says, if in your present reality all you have is shatnez tzitzis, and then you're allowed to wear shatnez tzitzis. like in the source in the Torah, if all you have is if in your present circumstances you have to feel hanas levisha for whatever reason, then that's not called efshar l'kayim shneim, because in your present reality you have to feel hanas levisha. Even though in theory there are cases where you don't have to have hanas levisha, where you're not going to have hanas levisha, but it's still docha de los asein, because in this case you're having hanas levisha because you feel like you have to have hanas levisha. So now the source in the Torah points to Rabbeinu Yerucham, not the Beis Yosef, who holds that efshar l'kayim shneim means that the only time the essay is docha the loss essay is when you're never able. There's never a circumstance where you could do both. But if there is a circumstance you could do both, that's called efshar l'kayim shneim, and the essay is not docha. But here we see it doesn't matter what, you know, it's not never. It depends on your present circumstances. The definition of efshar l'kayim shneim is not that in theory you could be mekayim shneim, that right now you can be Mekayim Shneim. If right now you can be Mekayim Shneim, great. But if right now you can, that's not called Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. Even though in a different circumstance you could be Mekayim Shneim, you could avoid the Los Haseh, but since in your present circumstance you can, you're allowed to be over in the Los Haseh. So when you have tzitzis, if you have to be over on Shatnez, because you have no other tzitzis with you that aren't Shatnez, then you're allowed to. And you can't tell me, oh, but in theory I could get tzitzis that aren't Shatnez. No, right now you can. But this isn't true, because in Shabbos, Daf Chav Tes, Tosis writes, in Dibur Maskul Bilvad, that Mochrei Ksus are only permitted if it's not a Psik Reisha. So Stam Levisha, even if you're not Miskabin Lanas Levisha, is Aser because it's Psik Reisha. You're going to necessarily get Hana. So if you're wearing shatnez and you're going to get hana, doesn't matter your kavanah, you're going to be nana from this garment. So there's no case of wearing shatnez that it's efshar l'kayim shneim. Don't tell me no. There is a case. Don't be mechaving. Not being mechaving is not going to help you. It's psik reisha, and therefore it's going to be us or al shatnez. So therefore now we're back to efshar l'kayim shneim means that lo efshar l'kayim shneim means that you can't do both, means you can never accomplish both. There's never a tzior, there's never an illustration, never a circumstance where you can do both. And mimela, we don't say asei docha losa say if there is a case in theory where efshar l'kayim shneim, like the Beis Yosef. Even though right now, efshar l'kayim shneim, it doesn't matter. As long as in theory, efshar l'kayim shneim, that's enough for us. Say the essay is not docha l'losa say. Oh. So now, Tosis in the Rush write that the Gemara asks, v'ik acher lavet acher, is only akasha, according to what Abai held originally. That by psik reisha, Reb Shimon is matir, dover sheino miskavein. And that the pasuk is talking about where the father said that he's intending, he has kavana lakutz beharis bina. And therefore it's mutra al de acher that is not miskaving. That's all in what Abai held originally, the psik reisha is mutra according to Reb Shimon. What about the maskana? In the maskana Reb Shimon is mod b'psik reisha, that it's aser. So gama de acher it's going to be aser because of it's a psik reisha. It's only the first stage where we thought that Rabbi held, Rabbi did hold, that by psik reisha it's mutter according to Reb Shimon, if it's eno miskaving. So then, there, that's the whole give and take about let somebody else do it. And we don't care that it's a psik reisha that he's going to cut off the beharis. He's not having kavana. The maskana, it's not going to help that somebody else is doing it. This is a psik reisha. So for and for the kasha of the mefarshim of the Shagas Aryeh and the Beis Ephraim and Arachaim Simen Hei, that we asked from the Gemara and Shabbos on the Beis Yosef, because the Gemara in Shabbos defines Efshel Lekayim Shneim. When is it Efshel? It's defined by your present reality. Only for your present reality, Efshel Lekayim Shneim is get Efshel Lekayim Shneim. From your present reality, you can't. And the Essay Dochel Losa say, and the Beis Yosef says, no. Essay Dochel Losa say is defined as the Essay is never. You can never be Mekayim the Essay without being Dochel the Losa say. But if there is a tzio where the you can kind of the essay without being docha the losa say, and it's not docha, because that's called efshel lekayim shneim. And for this gemara, it says, hey, let somebody else do it, and therefore the father doesn't have to do it. Because the father is going to have kavana, and what's the gemara's teretz? The leka acher. There's no one else around. What do you mean there's no one else around? It's still Efshel Lekayim Shneim, because in theory, somebody else could do it without Kavana. So you see, you don't follow what you can do in theory. The Efshel Lekayim Shneim is not defined by three, but right now in front of us. Right in front of us, Leka Acher. Azi Efshel Lekayim Shneim, so the essay is Docha the Los Essay. That was the Kasha. Now we have a Teretz. According to the Habamina, the Davar Sheino Miskaving is a mutter, even with a psik resha, and that's in the Havamina. Mimela, and that's what we're thinking in the Havamina, as the Mefarshim explained, Tosis in the Rush. The Rav Shimon is matir a psik resha, if it's a darvish and a miskavein. So it's a mutter ali day acher, who's not miskavein. So that would mean that bizman shayit cheles, we could have Kalayim b'tzitzis. Kalayim was, tzitzis is doicha Kalayim. And it was Efshel Lekayim Shneim. How is it Efshel Lekayim Shneim? Don't have Kavana for Anas Levisha. I had to Psik Resha, that he's going to have Kavana. And the Havamina we're holding Psik Resha is Mutter. So you see that in the time of the Torah, the source in the Gemara of Kalayim B'tzitzis when there's Tcheles is talking about where you could, in theory, avoid the Los Essay. And nevertheless, the Pasuk is Matir Kalayim B'tzitzis. Why is the Pasuk Matir Kalayim B'tzitzis? The answer is because in your present reality, we're following your present reality. So in your present reality, you can't have that kavana. Again, right now we're holding Psik Resha doesn't bother us that he's going to have kavana. All we care about is his kavana. Does he have kavana for Hana or not? So just don't have kavana. There are cases where you're not going to have kavana. Yeah, but in his present reality, he it's cold. He has to have kavana. And in such a case, that's called the Efshel Lekayim Shneim, because in his present reality he can't fulfill both. He can't avoid the Los Essay and do the Essay. So the Essay is Docha Los Essay, because we're following his present reality. In his present reality, he can't get around the Los Essay, even though there are cases where he could get around the Los Essay. And that's the Gemara's Teretz, the Lek Acher. Yeah, there's no one else around. And since there's no one else around, it's not considered Efshel Lekayim Shneim. In other words, in his present reality, it's not Efshel Lekayim Shneim. We ask, let somebody else do it. In his present reality, it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. The father's going to have Hana. So let somebody else do it. You see, in his present reality, it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Gemara says, no. In his present reality, it's not Efshel Lekayim Shneim, the Lek Acher. So the Gemara is shrite. Well, what is the Beis Yosef going to do with this Gemara? The Beis Yosef holds, we don't care if there's nobody else around right now. In theory, somebody else could do the Bris Milah without Kavana. And Psik Resha doesn't bother us. And Memela, this is not called Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Does the Asay Docha Velosa say? The answer is the fact that in our present reality there is nobody else around. That's the Efshel Lekayim Shneim. And therefore the Asay Docha Velosa say. So we do follow our present reality. So that's like the Rabbein Yerucham. So Teretz says, no. That's only according to what Abai held originally. Abai originally held that by Psik Reisha it's Mutter. But what does Rav Shimon hold in the end, according to Abai? That Psik Reisha is Aser. And therefore, if Acher does it, it's not going to help, it's still going to be Aser. So the Maskana Sekamara, it doesn't matter who does it, there's always going to be an Iser. There's always going to be an Iser. And that's why the essay is Docha Dolos essay. The father does it, he's going to have Kavanah to be to remove the Baharis. If somebody else does it, it's going to be Psik Reisha, and Psik Reisha is Aser. So it's always going to be Aser. Whenever there's Baharis ben Bris Mila, there's going to be an Iser. And therefore we say Asi Docha Lo Sasei. Because there's no Tzi or ever of Efshel Lekayim Shneim. And that's why the Asi Docha Lo Sasei. And that's the same thing with Kalayim B'Tzitzis. There's no Tzi, Lemaskana, there's no Tzi or ever of Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Because Psik Reisha is Aser. So it's never Efshel Lekayim Shneim. That's why Asi Docha Lo Sasei. Because there's never a case where Efshel Lekayim Shneim, you can avoid the loss of saying do the essay. So this Gemara is not a kasha. This Gemara is all the Lek HaAcher is only talking about where in the Havamina, where Psik Reish is Mutter. So yeah, in theory, if somebody else could do it, he wouldn't be doing an Avera. And yet he's not around, so we call this Yevshel Lekayim Shneim. So to with tzitzis. Right now you don't have non-shatnis, so then you're allowed to wear the shatnis. Even if there's other tzitzis available somewhere else. Depends on right now. Teretz. No. That's only in the Havamina that Psik Reisha is Mutter. But in the Maskana Psik Reisha is Aser. And therefore in the case of Bris Mila, there's always going to be an Aser. And therefore it's Yevshel Lekayim Shneim. You can never do both. There's always, always absolute reality. There's always going to be an Avera when you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Bris Mila when there's a Baharis. No way around it. And same thing with the Kalayim B'Tzitzis. Psik Reish is Aser. It doesn't matter if the person has Kavanah not to be Nana from the Kalayim. It's Psik Reisha. So therefore you see that Essay is Docha Losa only because there's no reality, even in theory, to be Mekayim Shneim. That's called Yevshel Lekayim Shneim. There's no way to be Mekayim Shneim. And since Psik Reish is Aser, the Maskana, there's no way to be Mekayim both. So the source in the Torah is that you have to wear Kalayim, and you have to wear Tzitzis, and you have to also wear Kalayim. You're allowed to wear Pishtan garment, that's the garment the Torah is talking about, and you're wearing the Tzitzis or Tzemer. So this is Yevshel Lekayim Shneim, because there's no way to avoid Kalayim. And don't tell me, oh, don't have Kavanah, because Psik Reish is Aser. So not having kavanah is not going to help. So the Beis Yosef, in fact, is correct, according to this Mahalach. That if you have, right now, you don't have non-shatnis tzitzis, but in theory you could get non-shatnis tzitzis, that's called Efshel Lekayim Shneim, and the essay is not Docha Delos essay. Because man is that, you're not allowed to wear shatnas in your tzitzis. Even though right now you're in Germany, in some little town there, you don't have a in Hanover, Germany, they don't have a Judaica store nearby. All you have is shatnas tzitzis. Can't wear them because somewhere else you could find. And this is called Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Because there is a reality, there is a tzior where you could do the essay without the los essay. And the Gemara is not a kasha, because the Gemara says that if there's no one around, the father could do it. Somebody else could do it without being over the loss of somebody else who's not around. So you do follow your present reality? Yeah, that's only because we thought that psik resh is mutter. But in the end, psik resh is aser. So there's really no way to do the mitzvah without doing the avera. And that's when essay is dochel os essay. Because there's no way to be mekayim shneim. And that's the case in the Torah is. Psik resh is aser. So by kalayim betzitzis, there's no way. Are you going to say, oh, don't have kavana? Don't be over in the losay of kalayim. Just don't have kavana for kalayim. Don't have kavana for an oslavisha. And then you'll be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis without the yisur of shatnes. No. Psik resh is aser. So you have to be over the yisur of shatnes in order to be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. So that's the model. You have to be over in the essay in order to be the lowest essay in order to be kind of the essay. And only then it's permitted that we do we say essay the lowest essay. But otherwise, if there is a tzir, if there is a case where we can avoid the lowest essay, then you have to avoid it. So that's incredibly brilliant. And that's the estrufts are gone. I hope that this encourages people to say for Meir Einei Chachamim, we use a lot of incredible pilpulim, just gana goinim. This is just 20 million bucks of a Torah. Can I tell you? Super, super geschmack. So we should be zocha to learn a lot more. I hope to learn a lot more of his Torah. I hope I'm zocha. Hashem should give me the brains and the time and the simchas chaim and the financial means and everything I need to continue, because we just want to be zocha. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening. Sweet.